And the Lord God brought every beast of the field and every bird of the air to Adam.
In the middle of a plastic jungle sits the wax figure of Adam, surrounded by animals of all shapes and sizes, including a T-Rex. Don't worry, as Adam takes the time to name all the animals, there is no danger of some of them being eaten. According to the exhibit, every creature was vegetarian before the expulsion from paradise. This scene is one of many in the exhibit at the Creation Museum in Parkersburg, Kentucky. Visitors like Rio Bronley from Texas are impressed with the museum.
Just that it tells the truth, and we have been brainwashed since the time we were kids about evolution and stuff, you know, and you finally realize that it's just not true, you know, it's just a way to replace God, and there's no point in it. So, and there's answers to all those questions that we've always had.
Creationism was founded in the early 20th century. It is an American invention and never made its way over to Europe. Therefore, the exhibit feels strongly biased to me as a German. We don't mix religion and science. Science, where evolution falls into, is what schools teach. But the Creation Museum tries to present religion as science. It works with strong lighting and excessive noise. Bible verses read by children and old men's voices railing against abortion. Visitors face huge statues of dinosaurs because the museum uses them to confront critics. Scientific measurements tell us that dinosaur fossils are millions of years old, but the Creation Museum presents an Earth that is only 6,000 years old. But according to Dr. Georgia Purdom, science is only a matter of perspective.
But when it comes to historical science, that's where creation and evolution fall into. There are events that have happened in the past that we can't observe, test, or repeat. So how do we know what is true, since none of us were there? How do we know?
Purdom holds a degree in molecular genetics and is in charge of public relations for the Christian Museum. The massive complex was financed by donations. $1 million had already been collected when the museum was built in 2001. Today, the substantial entrance fees of $40 per adult and a well-oiled merchandise machine help to keep the museum running, a price that visitors are willing to pay.
I'm a science teacher, so I've been researching this for many, many years, and I agree with this explanation more than evolution, because evolution has too many gaps. It's very methodical and very well done so that people can understand from one point to the next of how creation can explain all of the things.
So it's a very good viewpoint. I'm a teacher, so I took a lot of pictures to bring back to the classroom. I'm going to recommend this to parents when I get back.
The strategy of the museum seems to work. It takes popular arguments for the evolution and tries to refute them with its Bible theory. An example, the second room shows the statue of an ape with a small note saying, "Evolution says that humans derive from apes." Above this, there are big letters quoting, "God says there are no apes in your descent. Therefore, men do not derive from apes." According to Dr. Purdom, the museum isn't afraid to show different perspectives.
I don't know of too many museums here that promote evolution in the United States. They don't show the creation perspective, but we're not afraid to show the evolutionary perspective and to help people understand the differences there.
Central to the exhibition is Noah's Ark. A simulation shows how a flood covered Earth 4,300 years ago. To explain this idea even better, the museum has built the Ark Encounter. A massive, real-size ark shows how two of each kind are alleged to fit in there. According to creation scientists, this flood is also responsible for the creation of the Grand Canyon. Visitor Roy Brundley is convinced.
These are PhD scientists that do the creation research. As Andrew Snelling is the geologist that goes to the Grand Canyon, and you know, they denied him research permits for 3 years because of their biasness, wouldn't let him in there because the evidences there are just undeniable for young Earth, and that the Grand Canyon was formed in a short period of time with a whole lot of water, not the opposite.
Every public institution could only dream of a financial background like this. The museum left me speechless, but not in the same way other Christian visitors reacted to it. To me, the Creation Museum is way more God's propaganda than the historic museum it claims to be.